habla usted Spanglish? Clary Torres. ¿Qué son los Fruit Loops? Canutito and his grandpa trudged back toward the house. The viento was picking up un poquito, and both men were starting to sniffle. Suddenly, Canutito looked puzzled as he reached up to wipe his nose and found something hard at its base. ¿Qué es esto, grandpa? He asked as he patted the tip of his nose. ¡Arredo vayas! Exclaimed his grandfather, peering down to look at him. ¡The viento is so cold! He began. ¡Que se te heló el moco! And it was true. Canutito patted his frozen boogers softly and said, It's a good thing I didn't lick it. It would have tasted all salao. Ho, ho, ho. You better go into the house now, mijo, his grandfather said to him. He opened the door and let the little boy inside. Just as they stepped through the door, Grandma Cuca came forward and exclaimed,
Ahí vienen dos, el romarizo y la tos.
What does that mean, Grandma? Asked the little boy.
It means, prefaced Grandma Cuca, that this is a season of head colds and coughing jags. But the expression, Ahí vienen dos, el romarizo y la tos, is an old refrain that was a popular proverb in my day.
Oiga, Grandma, began Canutito slyly. What did people do in the olden days besides sitting around thinking up crazy old refrains to say?
Now, don't be impertinente with your grandma, mijo, said Grandpa Caralampio to him. Viejitas don't like it when los muchitos mocositos get persnickety on them.
Sorry, Grandma, Canutito mumbled under his breath. He watched her as she set the table for breakfast. First, she put down some breakfast bowls and then proceeded to load them down with atole.
Atole otra vez!
Exclaimed Canutito, acting all cheaply as he looked down at the cornmeal mush.
Now, why are you chicándote? Asked his grandfather of him.
All we ever have for breakfast is atole, he sulked. How come we don't ever get to eat Fruit Loops like los muchitos in town?
Oh, I don't know what Fruity Loopies are, returned his grandfather. Pero I can bet you that they are probably loaded down with azúcar and toda clase de chemicals y mugres that you just don't need. In my day, if we got to eat los cornflakes, era muy especial. Pero el atole will put some meat on your bones so that you won't be all galgo y garifo.
Canutito skulked down on his chair all desconsolado because he felt that his grandparents were picking on him. He had always been their rey, but now they were all muinos and they never let him have his way. He grabbed his cucharita roughly and he dug it deep into his atole. He made little vueltas in it as he stirred the corn gruel with butter and leche. He pouted colgando jeta with the longest face imaginable.
Eat it,
his grandmother said sharply to him.
Déjalo, Cuca,
his grandpa said to her.
Que coma if he wants to, and if he don't want to, pues, let him eat truscos.
Canutito looked up to hear a word that he had never heard before. Grandpa, he asked softly, what are truscos? Grandpa Caralampio saw his way in to get the little boy to eat. And so he said,
If you will eat your atole, mijo, I will tell you. En una vez, there was a man and a woman who were all pícaros. They went to the home of a rich widow and thought that they would get a free meal from her. And so the husband said to his vieja, Mira, you go down to the corral of that rich old ruca and pretend to be eating cow patties. And so she went down and grabbed una puniga de vaca and pretended to nibble on it. Pues the rich old lady came out of the house and she yelled over to her, Hey, you don't have to eat punigas de vaca. Venga pa'cá! And she took her into the house and fed her some fancy food. Grandpa Caralampio paused to take a sip of coffee from his taza. Canutito looked up at him, all the while making a sour face at the thought that someone was pretending to eat cow patties. Then, continued his grandpa, the woman's husband thought, Now it's my turn. I will pretend to be eating punigas de vaca, and that rich old lady will invite me inside and feed me too. And so he went down to the corral and picked up a cow patty and pretended to nibble on it. Nom, 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 nom. Just then, the rich old lady stuck her head out the door again and yelled at him, Hey, señor, you don't have to eat those crusty old truscos. Go into the corral. There you will find that the bonigas de vaca are much fresher and softer. Salió pa'l revés. Canutito almost choked.
He kept on eating, though, deciding that maybe atole was not such a bad thing after all. It was better than eating truscos.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, or habla usted Spanish.